Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
That popping sound you hear all over the country is AOC and team just losing their heads over tonight's confirmation of our new justice, Amy Coney Barrett. And I find it amazing. The rules were followed. The law was followed. And they're calling it illegitimate. Don't tell me this is not an issue of the mind, an issue between the ears. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you don't want to, you can either give me your email address on the website. We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on and what we're going to be talking about and what's up and what's happening and who the guests are going to be. Or if you want to be alerted by text, you want a text alert. That's real simple, too. You just text. text, what is it? God, I knew it. TRS. It's the number I keep forgetting. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. So we have a full Supreme Court now. She will be officially sworn in tomorrow. I mean, they had Clarence Thomas swear her in tonight. I don't know why they do that, but whatever. Maybe it's a symbolic thing. But the fact that Clarence Thomas did it is really symbolic because this is a man they hate. Hated and hate. I mean, right? I mean, Clarence Thomas, they went after him with a vengeance. And he even called it. He called the way the Democrats were treating him a lynching. A modern-day lynching of an uppity black man. Not my words, his. So, what are you seeing now? See, again, the reason I say they're dishonest, people, not because I dislike Democrats. Some of my best friends are Democrats, believe it or not. But when you sit there, first, let's just start off with the obvious stuff. When you sit there and you say you're for women's rights and you want to protect women and all women should be heard, but when Joe Biden's women won't be heard, right? No credence to Billy Bob Clinton's women and others. I won't go through the whole list, but why haven't we heard from Joe Biden's women? Right? Don't you find that hypocritical? And when Barack Obama was in office, what was his? Anybody remember what his favorite line was? Elections have consequences. Well, guess what? Elections have consequences. Consequence was that a president who holds office for 4 years, that can do what he wants to do right up until noon on January 20th, or whatever the time is. I think it's noon January 20th. Can appoint, unappoint, do whatever he wants. He can nominate. He can do whatever he wants to do. Right up to that day. He doesn't stop being president because he lost the election in November. Right? I mean, look at all the pardons these guys write in the last week they're in office. Wonder how much money they make off of that. I meant to bring this up with Kimberly. And I don't know who owns this website, but, man, check your spelling. I mean, you've got some good stuff up there, but some of the stuff is scary. Biden was humiliated at his own tiny rally. How? Trump supporters drowned him out. It was great. Right? So, and he's having a rough week all the way around. Can't seem to get it right. Now he has to fix all the mistakes that he made when he said, you know, that he was going to stop fracking, get rid of the coal and oil. Now he's coming back and saying, no, it's not what I said at all. I said on public property. Yeah, that was it. On public property. That was it. This guy's a real piece of work, right? But, you know, you've never heard that kind of thing come out of their mouths before, have you? I mean, as far as misinformation, right? Can you remember President Oblamo with the whole you can keep your, if you want to keep your doctor kind of thing? Remember that?
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man, my doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
It never stops, does it? I mean, there's nothing that you heard that was new. And again, it goes right. I don't know if it's built into that ideology, because I know a lot of Democrats, friends of mine, they don't like this. They don't think like this. Is it the top upper echelon that wants to retain all that power? This is why I'm telling you. I see the walkaway movement growing in leaps and bounds. And it isn't just to irritate some people. It isn't because of the old white bread out there that are leaving. I'm talking about gay and lesbian couples, right? I'm talking about black families. I'm talking about Hispanic and big numbers. The Democrats have really overplayed their hand, and I think they're imploding from inside. Joe Mussini, your host, Dr. B, will help me analyze all of this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, look it. Are you obsessed? Are you obsessed with being an anti-Trumper, or you love Trump, or you're obsessed with socialism, even though you don't even know how to spell it, let alone what it is, or communism, for that matter? All right, capitalism, any ism that you can think of. I mean, really, what I'm seeing happen today. And I was on an elevator where there were two women, and if I was a woman, I would have said something. They were so concerned that if Joe Biden doesn't win, they'll never get their rights back. Although, I want to look at them and say, what specific right, give me one, just one, have you lost under Donald Trump? I wanted to go there, but I couldn't. Not allowed to. Anyhow, but I know who can. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Love it when she's on with me, and, you know, she's got an MS in counseling psychology, and she also is a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. I don't know why she wants. I know one of the states. I think she's out of her mind. for wanting anything to do with that. California, you just got to go. California just needs to become its own country, get it over with, and we'll take it over when it turns into Venezuela, you know? You know what? Don't you let it go. You know, sometimes you just got to let your kids go and figure it out, and then they'll come home and you can help fix them, right?
Yeah, you know, and Texas needs to secede before, you know, we get any more blue people in here. I'm sorry, people, but we got to cut it off. We got to get out of California. I think there'll be a huge rush coming up because people are truly going mad.
You got a problem there. Somebody called me the other day and asked me if you guys or Texas was looking at the same sex education that California is looking at or is doing. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, of course. All of the liberal, it doesn't matter what state you're in. That's the thing. You know, I have my Smart Californians Moving to Texas page on Facebook. And we've got people going, I'm not moving there. I hear they're liberals. I'm like, okay, you guys don't understand that this is not just, Texas isn't, you know, you don't get here and then you're born again. And everybody's just high-fiving everybody and singing hymns. It's human nature. We're in a fallen world. Yes, Texas is still red. Yes, Texas is an incredible place. Yes, there's a lot of open country and great people and great churches. But just like everywhere else, it is real. And there is sin and there is junk and there is liberalism. And, you know, we get this. I get this a lot. You know, don't California, my Texas. We get it a lot. You know, talk about discrimination. We have our own discrimination as Californians that moved to Texas. And I simply wrote a post. I said, hey, here's the deal. I know it's kind of in jest when people say that, like it's funny, but it's really not. Here's the deal. I grew up in California, born and raised, 46 years, giving my age away, but 46 years born and raised. I've been in Texas, you know, about 4 years. And we're trying to warn you. We are trying to warn Texans because we know what this looks like. We know what happened when we started instituting programs to help other people and help other races and help the weak, right? And get everybody to suck on the government's teeth. And we know what that looks like. And we're trying to tell you it didn't work. It backfired bad. And it is now coming to the middle of the country. And so he backed off, the guy who wrote that post. I said, we're trying to save you, so you're welcome. Quit being a Karen. So.
Well, yeah, it's why bring the stuff you're running away from? And I think part of it, though, is they're so delusional that they don't really believe that it was the Democrats in California, or it is the Democrats in California, causing the problem they're causing. I mean, 100%. I don't know if you saw the new set of rules that Newsom came out with about us gathering, even as neighbors, is now a new set of rules. I'm going, wow.
Yeah. They so lots of turkey
keep
protests.
Us separate as much as they want to. As much
turkey
as they as, keep us away from each other, don't they?
No, turkey funerals. That's what all my friends say they're having, turkey funerals. So everybody's welcome. Our turkey died. Come and join the feast.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
How about a peaceful protest to vegetarians, right?
There you go. Shout out to my mom, the only vegetarian I know. If you move to Texas, Mom, you're going to have to want to eat
some
barbecue pork.
You're going to have to eat meat, because that's right. We got any kind of vegetable you want. We got
anything.
Cut. We got...
We put a little sauce on it, and we call it chicken.
Oh, God. It just,
never mind that the armadillo down at the Smith Farm is now gone.
It's like my big Greek wedding, when the guy says I'm a vegetarian, she goes, it's okay, I'll make lamb.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that.
It's a great line. So.
It was funny.
But okay, so look, I want you to get in the head of some of these people. So
okay.
You hear people like AOC, Joe Biden, and the really far fringy left there, they're coming out and they're talking about the injustices that are being done to the American people. This is not what they want in the whole nine yards. And you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, this is what they want. What makes these people believe? What sickness, what mental condition do they have where they believe that every thought that comes to their mind is good and whole for the rest of the country? Okay, that somebody like an Amy Comey Barrett, who pretty much stands, except that she's not liberal, for everything they've been selling to us for years is all of a sudden bad.
Everything the feminists have been saying that they stand for. It was the same with Sarah Palin, you know, when she and I sat down and had talks about this, right? We talked about it. Everything, an empowered woman that's a wife and a mom, and she's running for vice president, and, you know, now Amy Coney is, you know, Barrett is, she's going to be a judge. She's a judge. It's incredible. Or she already is. Now she's a Supreme Court justice. But just the reputation she had, really, they couldn't find anything on her record. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, wait. She loves God too much. She goes to way too many church services.
Like the biblical Joseph, right?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
They couldn't find anything wrong with him, so they went looking at his God.
Yeah, right? Well, look at Jesus. He lasted 3 years. And they crucified him, and he stood for perfection. So, yeah, you know, it's. I hope this is a wake-up call for every single woman in the least that dares to call herself a feminist. Then what the heck are you standing up for, if not that?
You're taking it from a conservative point of view. I'm going to challenge you and say you realize that the majority of liberal women think that feminism is all about allowing a woman to make any choice she wants in any way she wants about anything she wants.
You know, and rock out. And that is exactly how evil infiltrates the world, just little by little by little by little. And why we believe it, just so you know, definitely spiritual, but it's also extremely psychological. It is exactly because of algorithms in social media. This is the social media giants that have made trillions of dollars to get into your head. And that is no joke. And there are some great shows now that will explain exactly what's going on. And I'm going to give you some stats that are going to frighten you in a minute.
You better give me statistics on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us right after the break. And she's got good information for you. So why would you go anywhere else? I don't get it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
That I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voting earlier in the evening, 52-48, to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. At the ceremony, President Trump said that he considers nominating Supreme Court justices to be one of his highest duties.
The Constitution is the ultimate defense of American liberty. The faithful application of the law is the cornerstone of our republic. That is why, as president, I have no more solemn obligation and no greater honor than to appoint Supreme Court justices.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Kevin Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I go bring Dr. Bridget back in, let me grab a call. Jackson, I can't tell. Is this from Canada?
I am from Canada.
Oh, very cool. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, so this is what happened. I was on Twitch, and I saw your show under politics, and there was only one person watching. So I came in, and I see your show, and I see a number. And then I think I'm going to call in because I watched Amy Coney Barrett's swearing in today, and it was uneventful. So I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
That it was uneventful or her swearing in? I bet she was chosen.
I mean, swearing in.
Well, listen, I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'll tell you what. I don't know if you heard this a few minutes ago, but I was talking about the fact that here's a woman, a successful woman, has 7 children, a diverse family, a family of color. She has a special needs child. She's very successful. She has a lot of people from all walks of life that love her. So I do not understand how she can be put down. This is what the left wants.
I know. It's crazy. I've been seeing it over the Senate hearings. No matter what, they're just trying to put her down, no matter what.
She seems to be like a wonderful woman. I don't know her. I don't know anything about her other than when you have that many people around you, young people that she has helped, that she has worked with, I don't know how they can put her down. I really don't get it.
Yeah.
Jackson, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you exactly why.
I knew
they put her down.
I can hear you chomping at the bit over there. Do you think I'm going to introduce you first or what? What do you think?
Dr. B, everybody.
I'll try. Yeah, Dr. B. Like, does anybody else? Dr. B. Joins me. All right. Well, you know, it's a great question. Again, it's a hateful scenario. So I don't really believe what they tell us anymore. I do need psychiatric care. Do I really?
It's too late for you. No, it's an interesting psychological phenomenon, what's going on. You know, and I always talk spirituality, but I'm going to talk, you know, completely psychology today. So everybody, you know, get on, get your friends on, get your parents on, get your kids on, your teens. You're going to want to hear this. You know, and y'all need to really research some of these things, but I'm going to give you a Reader's Digest in the next, you know, 30 minutes or so on what's going on. So They're really, it's the reason behind it blows my mind. And it's purely, you know, monetary, you know, what all of these social media companies, mm-hmm. right, are doing. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, those are kind of the main ones right now, Reddit. And, you know, basically we're lab rats. We are lab rats. And they are programming and making these algorithms, and they are programming these algorithms to get smarter and smarter every time we click and every time we respond. And gosh darn it, you guys, they're controlling us. They're completely controlling us. And not only where we go and what we think, but also our emotions. Think about your emotions and think about what makes you angry on when you read it. And think about, you know, how you react. So you've got to understand that not only are they controlling what comes across your screen, they're controlling how long, they're controlling when to beep you, when to ping you. They're into your calendars, so they know when you have events, and so they back off. They know when you don't have events and appointments, and so that's when you get these notifications. That is what is going on, and that is what's controlling this entire country, if not the world, if not the election. And it's basically, you know, you think about, and people are like, you know, I get this to me all the time, Dr. B, but we had newspapers back in the day, right? Didn't that evoke things? Well, yes. And didn't we have radio? Yes. And then we had television, right? Three channels, three main channels, and went to cable. But now what's going on is very different, and this is what we have to understand. And this is why we have why most of this world, half of this world, I would say, hates a woman like Amy Coney Barrett. Basically is next in line to the throne to Mother Teresa. I mean, come on. We all need to pause and figure out what is going on. And it's algorithms and it's social media. And our brains are no longer evolving. Yes, I believe in a creator, but we also evolve, right? Technology has evolved, all of that. It's because of the human mind. And we are, for the first time, seeing our brain go the other way. We're seeing a decrease in gray matter, somewhat in white matter, because we are just robot. We're just being fed all of this news and being told how to act, how to vote, how to emote. And it's very interesting, but on a scary note, and this is purely for parents to hear right now, because this is how it really affects me and others. So the U.S. suicide rates, and you and I, Joe, have talked about this before, right? The suicide rates and, you know, and how it's gone up and down, and it's even gone up, you know, during COVID.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
But this frightened me since, I'd say, 2011 to 2013, right? We had Paris Hilton. Right before that, that is the mother of the selfie, and then all of a sudden, boom, we've got social media explosion. So 2011 to 2013, I would say, up until now, teen girls, so out of 1,000, well, they and this is from the CDC, they looked at 1,000 that self-harm. This is at a study, a huge study, on teen girls, and self-harm. Where is my self-harm? Sorry, I just had myself. I don't have my self-harm. Okay, yes, the self-harm has gone up 62% for 15 to 19-year-olds. And what percent, Joe, do you think it is for 13 to 15-year-olds that self-harm has gone up? Give me a number.
It's got to have gone up just as much, if not more.
189%. And then we get to the suicide rate. And parents, listen to this. Don't just listen and then hand your kid the phone tomorrow morning as they go off to school. You got to hear this. They're suffering in silence. They're trying to be better. They've got all these filters. It makes them look good. And then you'll get the bullies and the people that don't know them, right, just pointing out these things that are wrong. Oh, your nose is not right. Your teeth aren't exactly white. And then they want more filters. And then they obsess about it. And then it becomes an addiction. And one thing you have to realize is that God made the human brain and mind to maybe take in what, you know, 10 to 20 people say, you know, relatives, family. Oh, hey, maybe not dressed, or you look cute, your pigtails, right? Family's usually pretty kind, but not tens of thousands of people's advice and put downs. And that's part of what's going on. So suicide rate real quick since 2013. So for girls age 15 to 19, it's up 70%. suicide rate. And then go ahead.
When you say suicide rates, you're talking about them contemplating or actually committing?
Actually committing.
Oh, that's sad.
70%.
That is sick sad.
Yes, and instead of girls 13 to 15, they went down to 10 because that's how low it is, because these are what our parents are doing. These are the girls that our parents are handing phones to, 10, and they're allowing them to get social media, and you cannot do that. So girls 10 to 14, the suicide rate is 151% higher.
Wow.
Because of social, since really the evolution of social media. And that's from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So these are actual rates. This is not just made up things. These aren't just little surveys. This is actually confirmed suicide, death by suicide.
Yeah, I mean, that's heartbreaking. And what's more heartbreaking, though, is, you know, it's funny, again, talking to the educators, say, you and I have touched on this. I don't know how deep we've gotten into it. And I've always said, you know, back in the 70s, when, you know, I was jilted by a girl, I didn't think about going to her house and shooting her and the rest of her family. You know, when I was having trouble at school, when people were making fun of me for being Italian, I didn't think about shooting up the school. Something has changed here. Something in character, something in training, something in whatever
technology,
has changed, hasn't it?
All of it. Well, yes, we've got technology that's evolved, right, greatly. What we can have access to, right? We could really, honestly, we could have something delivered from across the nation within, you know, a two-hour window, you know, at this point. Yeah. You know, it's the instant gratification. But technology has evolved, and our minds have not. And when you get that instant gratification technological kind of point of view and atmosphere around you, your mind has no reason to evolve because we can just click and get it.
Wow.
And they're telling us what to believe, how to vote. There's no other reason why people should be so angry. You look at the headlines, right? You click, you got all that clickbait going, you click on it. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a really interesting example.
You don't need me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Right,
Dr. Richard Nelson is going nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You look, this is important. If you don't, you guys, you know, I like to be lighthearted. I like to fun a little bit. But what is happening to our young people, and I really do feel, I honestly, sincerely feel bad for them. Okay, because we as parents, many parents, did not do the job they could have done to bring us some strong kids, kids that would have the ability to cope and what have you. That's not a medical opinion, that's Joe's opinion. So since I don't have a really strong opinion, I mean a strong background in that area, that's why I bring Dr. B in, so she can straighten me out, straighten us out. And, you know, these suicide numbers, Dr. B, she was telling me about earlier, just amazing. I mean, all really amazing.
Well, you know, we've literally atrophied our ability to cope, you know, and we've given our kids, we've passed that down to our kids. I mean, really hear that. We've atrophied our ability to cope. You know, you hand these kids digital pacifiers, they don't learn to cope. They just have digital pacifiers, right?
Right.
That become digital heroin. You know, we just, you guys really need to hear these words. So you start them with, yeah. We can't take the technology that comes. Adults can't even do it. You try to put your phone somewhere for a week and not touch it and see how that works.
Don't say that.
But I listen. I need it for work. I need to answer school board emails. I need it in case my wife calls. I need it to check my kid. I mean, really, I don't remember my mom ever needing. We didn't have phones when I was little. Come home before it's dark, and if you're not, the neighbor will swat your butt. I mean, it was, you know,
so,
or they'll feed you something. Depends on if you're Italian, they'll feed you, and if you're Californian, they'll swat
you. I've noticed with, not, I won't say my friends, but you know, some of the younger people around me that we're working with in certain areas, they are constantly, that phone is in their hand constantly, and they're constantly looking down at that phone. It's constant input. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if this is true. You can tell me if I'm imagining it. They're slow to respond. When you ask them questions, it's almost like trying to think something through logically without being fed, without it being fed to them through the phone, seems to be really tough for them. Is that an observation? I mean,
yeah, it's not funny, but yes, yes.
But it's a true thing. You see it. It's like they're not using their brain. They're being fed all that information, and they're not having to sift through it. They don't know how to do it when you ask them a question.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, and we're really just doing a disservice, you know, allowing our kids to spend so much time. And guilty as charged. Again, it's difficult because we're online. Two of my kids are online. One attends in the classroom, California, just, you know, in Texas. We're in the classroom. But two, they just want to homeschool. But yes, they're on devices all day. And it's like, I hate that. That's just kind of our world right now. And the addiction hits. It hits the whole orbital frontal cortex, literally. And boom, you know, that digital pacifier becomes the digital heroin. And you are addicted. You feel that, you know, those endorphins. You feel the drug really go through. And think about when you post something and you get a lot of likes. That is the addiction happening to you. And then think about when you post something and you get, you know, the trolls. That's taking literal minutes off of your life, those emotions, that tenseness. We're programmed. These algorithms are programming us, and forget about us, we're adults. But our children, it is really affecting how they cope. They're not learning how to cope. And not only, you know, you and I have talked about how we're just not letting kids suffer consequences and not be pacified, and so they can't cope. But we're not even not letting them cope. We're atrophying
Agreed.
Their ability. That.
But the brain is a muscle, right? I mean, I know people hear this
really
all the time.
It acts like one.
Right, but you need to exercise. You need to do exercises to keep it working and functioning and flowing properly, do you not?
We have to look up from the screen and see the real world and learn how to interact and learn how to read the room and cues and all of that. And we're almost, I'm not attacking autism in any way, because it's a very serious, you know, issue that a lot of parents deal with, but we're almost turning our kids into that same kind of mindset of being emotionless. They can't read rooms anymore. They can't, or they don't want to, or they, because they'll post, you know, post it online how funny it is not to. You know, it's just, we've given kind of, I don't know if I don't want to say evil, but we've given kind of disrespect a forum. We've kind of empowered the bad side of human nature, and that is what feeds the media,
I'm going to sound like a real old white guy here, okay?
Okay.
But one of my pet peeves is when I'm in the supermarket, and some young kid tries to squeeze between the carts and whatever, and doesn't simply say, excuse me. And I don't know if they've never been taught. They don't care to be polite. And frankly, if you say, excuse me, you might find the two people you're trying to get between will separate for you so you can walk through easier. But it seems to be a lost word or a lost phrase.
Excuse me? Yes. Thank you, please. All of it. All of it.
Yeah.
It's because all the parents are on their phones staring at it. They don't know. They're not even noticing their kids trying to do something.
Well, it's because maybe their parents don't think it's important. Maybe their parents just don't believe that it's important to teach kids this stuff because it's old fat. Come on, it's old school. Why say excuse me when I can simply say get out of my way?
Or nothing. Just have your key flow through.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting watching it. My two older are watching the generational gaps, you know, and the changes. Because my two older boys are extremely polite. And my daughter, who's like the best kid in the world, she's so bad on her manners. And I keep telling her, I'm like, Allie, you have to say, you can't just walk by somebody. Oh, and she's really sweet about it. I'm so sorry, excuse me. But yeah, it's just interesting.
That's my biggest fan you're insulting, by the way.
I know. She loves you. Oh, my goodness. She's like, I can't wait to meet him. I'm like, okay. Yeah. She wants to be on the radio. She loves it. She wants her own show. I'm like, nope.
Hey.
Not yet.
We need young people reaching out to young people at some point in time because, you know, a lot of us, we don't make the connection, if you would. But
We don't. Yeah. And she's got a YouTube channel. It's the funniest thing. She has a YouTube channel, and she animates. She's an animator. And I don't know if you guys have heard of Phineas and Ferb, but Dan Povemeyer is the creator of Phineas and Ferb, and he also drew for The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Goofy, like, little inventor cartoon guy?
Yes. Yeah, so he created it, and he was roommates with my husband at USC. But Dan hopped on with Allie and gave her some pointers, you know, to be an animator. And so Allie really wants to do that. But the interesting thing, thank you, Dan, you're awesome. Huge liberal, but very, very respectful one. But she has an audience of kids and teens. And she puts in her bio, you know, that she's a Trump supporter and loves Jesus. Well, she does get a lot of hate and a lot of F Trumps, which is so ridiculous. The girl's 11, but she can take it. We talk about it because she wants to be in showbiz and she's going to take it. But she does get people reaching out, hurting teens, preteens that don't know her age because I don't let her put her age out there,
right.
Nor can she show her face. But they've reached out. I'm a cutter. Can you pray for me? I see that you love Jesus. Or I'm thinking of becoming transgender, and they're starting to reach out to her, which is very nice, but it's a lot for an 11-year-old to take.
Oh,
so
sure.
I have her come.
You've got to floor her.
It's crazy, but we talk, you know, and luckily that happens to be what I do for a living. So it's just interesting. So to your point that, yeah, I think we need to keep raising these kiddos to be kind and gracious and accepting. You know, she doesn't say I'm a Christian and I can't talk to you because you cut or you're transgender. She's like, tell me about that. You know, tell me, because Jesus loves everybody and we want to help you through. She's the most sweetest thing.
I hate when people, you know, look at us as Christians and think that we hate gays, lesbians, transgenders.
Oh,
you know, where do you find that? Because I don't agree. Or I don't accept a certain lifestyle. That means I hate you.
That's
the
media.
Did that happen?
The media, social media. It put it out there, right?
Yeah.
The point is to cause chaos. That's why I know people always say we just need a magazine, not like Vogue that shows all these naked women, but you need one that's just like good hometown stories. Yeah, who's going to read that? Honestly, let's be honest for a minute. We want controversy. We want chaos. We want to know who was shot and who's sleeping with you. Not me, but that's what the general public wants. And so that's why we hate, because that's what sells papers, and that's what sells clicks, and that's what sells Facebook ads. It's an interesting phenomenon, but
it is. And again, one of the deep conversations I had with somebody for a couple hours today, when it comes to education, is our kids are ill-equipped because they're ill-educated. They don't know what's happening. Look, if you don't know that somebody else has been through it, if you don't know that we've already fought through certain things in this country and why we have the freedoms we have, you see everything as hopeless.
Right.
And if you're sitting at home, you know, mom and dad, if you're curled up a little ball in a corner too, your kid's looking at that going, oh my God, if they can't handle it, I don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
you got 30 seconds. Tell people where to find you, where to find your show, and read your wonderful writings.
DrBRadio.com. Read my blogs. Come find me. And then every Monday night.
Blog sounds like a bad movie. We've got to come up with another name for
it. I know. It does. Right? It sounds like something you ate.
The blog. It looks like me.
I ate the blog. I got the blog. I can't come
This is
over.
The blog show over here. all right, listen, have a great night, people. God bless. Look, Evan Saya joins us in the next hour, and I'm telling you what, we always have a good time. He's a little, you know, a little cerebral for me. I'm not as smart as he is. You've got to pay attention. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.